We have spoken so far about 8 chakras, 7 within the body, 1 within the luminous energy field. And in the indigenous traditions, there's a 9th chakra that is also recognized. It's a chakra that resides at the very center of creation. It is the place where we dwell within God, whereas the 8th chakra is the place where God dwells within us. The element of the chakra is spirit, whereas the element of the 8th chakra was the soul. The soul is individual. We each have an individual and separate soul. Spirit is only one. There's only one of us in spirit. Spirit is like the central core from which all of these luminous threads emanate. Imagine the chakras as pearls on a string. The 7 chakras that are within the physical body, the 8th, which is on that string, is in the luminous body, and then we follow that string back to the center of creation, to that original pearl from which all others emanate. This is the 9th chakra. Its color is translucent white light. Its instinct is liberation. Its seeds are infinity. The 9th chakra resides at the heart of the universe. It is outside time and space and extends through the vastness of space and connects to the 8th chakra by a luminous cord. The shaman is able to travel through this luminous cord to experience the vast expansiveness of creation. And we call this center chakra, really for lack of a better name. In reality, it is the source of spirit. It exists beyond the personal soul, which keeps us bound to the space-time continuum and which is associated with the 8th chakra. It is the spirit of everything in the universe. The beholder turns out to be everything that is beheld. The 9th chakra is the self that has never been born and will never die. This self is prior to time. It existed before the universe was created, and it never enters a river through which time flows. It is prior to time itself. This is the self that never left the Garden of Eden. And the process of the 9th chakra is the ability to keep a secret, even from yourself. This secret is that a very long time ago, the immense force that we know as God decided from its place in the unmanifest void to experience itself. So it manifested 12 billion years ago as a singularity from which all matter in our universe was formed. The immense force continued to explore itself through all forms of life, as grasshopper, whale, planets, and moons. Yet since the immense force was omnipresent and omniscient, each of its manifestations also possessed these qualities of being in all places and of knowing everything. Therefore, it had to keep the nature of its being a secret, even from itself, in order to know itself through its 10,000 forms. When the center is awakened, there's a deep rumbling laugh that echoes over the mountains and thunders across the sky.